I have a lot of footnotes here tonight because we're talking about how to stay well, stay young, and live a long, satisfying life. That is three statements: how to stay well, stay healthy, free of sickness and disease, or drive it out of it in your body. Stay young. Now that's, staying young to the point that age don't make no difference.
Yes, sir.
And then live a long, satisfied life. I'm going to get back into some things I was talking to you about because I'm going to have to go over and over again. But just turn with me to Deuteronomy 34 for a moment. Just want to show you this. 70 is not God's number. 120 is not God's number. God's number is a long, satisfied life, which is in the last verse in Psalm 91. All right? You with me? But in Deuteronomy 34:7, just to show you a glimpse of how it could be if we understood, and I want you to listen now, if we have not grabbed on to the old age habit, write that down, old age habit that has been taught down through the generation. When you was a child, you were taught to be old.
Yes, sir.
And see, when you're old, you're going to have something.
Yes, sir.
Thank the Lord you stayed here that long. The seventh verse says, in the 34th chapter of Deuteronomy, the seventh verse, and Moses was 120 years old when he died. Didn't have died in.
Yes, sir.
But notice what it says. Now, I'm wearing glasses myself. But it says, eyes was not dim.
Yes,
then this last statement, no, his natural forces abated. In other words, he still looked young. Now, looking old is a habit.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Growing old is a habit that has been taught to generation after generation. And I'll show you in the scripture in a few minutes. Turn with me to, you're right there next to the book of Joshua, Joshua 14. Joshua 14:10. These are just foundational because I want to work a lot with your soul and show you how important your soul is in this whole life factor. 10th verse says, and Caleb is talking to Joshua, and now behold, the Lord have kept me alive. Amen.
Amen.
He said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. So he said. Now watch what he said. Look, watch the next verse, verse 11. Read verse 11 with me. Read so you won't have no excuse to say you never said. Ready? Read it. Now he's talking about from 45 to 85. He says strength the same way. Now actually, if I can get you to catch a hold of this, actually, every one of y'all no older than 1 year old. Now how can that be? Well, Every 90 days you got new blood. Every 11 months you have new cells. So what's up? And what happened is we have taught ourselves old habit. Because somebody said it had to be. It wasn't God. God didn't say it had to be. God said he'll satisfy you with a long, satisfying life. The other man at 85, one man at 120. You couldn't tell he was 120 because his natural looks, you couldn't tell it. More than. And then here's Caleb, 85. He said, give me the mountain. I'm ready for war. Let me read a little more here to give you some more understanding. The 12th verse says, now therefore give me this mountain. Whereof the Lord speaking that day. He 85 now. For thou hear in that day how the Anakim were there, that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord be with me, then I should, at 85, I should be able to drive them out, as the Lord has said, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, give it to him. I just want you to see that. Now, here's another argument. In Psalm 105, verse 37, turn that with me. Just have patience with me because I'm trying to teach you to live long and well. And you have more to do with it now than God. Wow. Yeah. And so in the regular lifestyle and talking to regular Christian and regular people, they're not going to understand what you're talking about. You do it, you'll see results. You can drive sickness and disease out of your body. You know what's 80% of your problem? Men put it on all nutrition and exercise, but thinking is about 80% of it. Disease come on your mind first, and your body follows suit. You got that? So if it came on your mind first and your body followed suit, well, that's the way to get it out. Get held on your mind. Get being strong in your mind. And cast everything else down. You remember in the 11th chapter of Genesis? God said those guys had their mindset. He said nothing they imagined to do that could be stopped. I prove to you, scripture after scripture, it's not your spirit, it's your soul. Yep. Yes, sir. And when your soul fail, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Your senses fail. Yes, right. See, your senses actually naturally run in your body. But your soul is supposed to receive from your spirit. Amen. And bring your body into another realm. Even your senses, because Hebrews 5 said you can exercise your senses to know the difference between evil and good. Are y'all listening?
Yes,
I didn't know Sunday school lesson.
Yes,
this is Apostolic Church.
Yes,
so I can't wait till somebody come up with it.
Right.
And I can't expect everybody to go with it. Because you got to see, you got to have some training, you got to understand. You're not changing the Bible, but you're stepping into it. That it could be more to us than it has been. See, our job is, our way had been, you know, live, get sick, get well, live, get sick, get well. Don't know when I'm going to leave. So you get to a certain calendar age, you're so busy wondering when it is, you don't have time to live. But if you understand that you can have perpetual youth, this is what this man talking about at 120 and 85. He's still operating in youthfulness. He's ready to walk. He ain't looking for no stick. So notice. Here with Psalm 105. Verse 37. Now, what are we going to do with this? He brought them forth. He who? God did, right? He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribe. That's 3 million people. Lord, have mercy. How could this be if it wasn't possible? Have we, over the years, permit ourselves to be taught how to be old and sick?
Yes, sir.
Yet, the Bible says that God renew our youth like the eagle.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah.
He set five principles down to hold us. I'll get to them in a few minutes. We went over them. But he set five things down to make sure we stay young. He gave us five protective principles, or five protective actions. I'm trying to find the word to say it. Five protective forces. Supernatural forces that if we believe him, we'll end up like he said. Now, what's good about it? Look at me, listen to me. It don't matter what your number is on the calendar, you can change it, you can start changing right now. And still have what I'm talking about. You know, you can't say, well, I wish I'd have heard. No, it works right now. Matter of fact, you ought to be mature enough to work it better. Been to church a long time, you ought to know the Spirit of God can do something just like that. All right? So now we got this, hundred, and then we have Psalm 91:16. And I might keep going over them for a long time, because I want you to see it. I told God, you know, just when, you know, I got to calling the men 3 score and 10, you start teaching me how to come back. And I'm just going to bring y'all with me. I mean, it's just like God, you know. I'm always studying and looking for him and what he's doing at any given moment. And this is so clear to me. It's so clear. Notice that 16th verse in the 91st Psalm. Now, you know, you said, he tell you, you got some things you got to do. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and et cetera, in the Psalm. But then he get down to that verse. He says, with long life, you see that?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all see that? With long life will I satisfy him and show him what?
My salvation.
My salvation. All right, Lord, here's some words I want you to have. You know, salvation, we get saved, we get born again, we become children of God. But there's another part of salvation that the body at large haven't taken a hold of, which is a precious part called sanctification. It's so precious that you recognize that your spirit, your soul, and your body have to be in cooperation to maintain all God so you can have. You just can't be all spiritual and let your soul run wild.
That's right.
And within the context of your soul is your mind. See, you got to think. You got to think like God thinks. You got to think God thought. Good scripture for that is 1 Thessalonians 5:23. God said, and I'm going to show you a way to do 23 so you can have 24. See, you do 23, and he said, favor he who called you, he'll do it.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to show you how to do that. Another way to divide yourself up is with the word of God in Hebrews 4:12. I've taught this many years that you've been around. I go over and over these scriptures. Hebrews 4:12, the word of God which has spirit and life in it, can divide you as a tri-type being. But we want to take care of this body, we let our bodies fall apart because of the old age syndrome that have been taught since we were kids. You know, you live so long and then finally everything starts falling apart, falling off. But that's not true. That's not true. You pulling them off with your thinking. All right? Now listen to me. So we're talking about, you don't need to raise your hand, but I know it for a fact. How many of you all are dealing with something, you're taking medicine, and you know if you stop eating a certain thing, it's going to be better? Don't raise your hand. See? But yet, we yield to keep eating that same thing. Now, a medical doctor said this to me from his writing. He says, there are certain things we can eat and keep eating, and we know it's doing us wrong. If it activates your body wrong, you have some symptom. He said, stop eating it and let your body catch up, and you probably can go back and eat some of it. See? Are you following?
Yes.
Now, sanctification is so important. Then there's another word I wrote down here. We talked about meditation. Last session, I think we talked about meditation. We talked about Joshua 1:8. We talked about Psalm 1:1-3. We said that we have let medication took the place of meditation. And we're more in the medication than we're into meditation. If we switch that out, the meditation will overcome the medication. It's a word that I'm going to give you now, saturation. Becoming saturated with truth about who you are and how God made you and what God where God wants you to be at this point. Then another word there, if you do that, there's someone in the Bible called a sealer, S-E-A-L-E-R, called the Holy Spirit. He'll seal it. If you believe it and act on it and function in it, the Holy Spirit will seal alone, satisfy, healthy, well life for you. He'll seal it. He'll seal it. He'll stamp it. See, this one here, she going through for a long time. Because they're the follow pursuit, you see. It's up to you. It's personal, really. It's personal. We're talking about the perpetual life, how to stay well, stay young, and live a long, satisfied life. It's the dumbest thing in the world. People don't want to hear this.
Yes,
there is what you call also a surrendering. Write that word down, surrendering. Note that your spirit is your divine nature. Over there in 2 Peter 1, it talks about divine power exceeding great and precious promises. It's your divine nature that connect you to God and that put you in a covenant position with God. Now, let's go back to another favorite scripture that really clear this. Go back to the 139th Psalm. I'll be like a broken record. Just play it over and over again. Because you need to see it, need to understand it. Now, before I read, let me go back to scientifically, your body is made to renew itself, is made to fight off sickness and disease. But if you don't know that in your soul, you got a problem, because your soul going to argue with it. Your soul going to accept everything everybody says, and you're going to be just like everybody else. Okay? And you remember we said, beloved, worship of all things, you prosper and be in health? Even how? That's very important there. Third John 2. That's very important there. I went ahead because I was supposed to read that scripture after another one, but because I'm going to tell you some things about your soul. See, your soul, in your soul is your thinking. Your imagination. And so if your imagination, if you taught the old habit of getting sick, that's where your imagination going. As the years pass and the calendar flow, you going with it. Now here you come hopping. Oh Lord, getting rough. And I've seen many people with a stick that didn't need it. But they had a stick in their mind. A stick in your mind, I put a stick in your hand. There's no sickness, no disease you can't get rid of. Most sickness disease in people's body is a mind game Satan has played. And he got you to agree with him in your mind. And you let him make you think your blood pressure high every time he say it, you agree with him, and that's why I come high. Disagree with what disagree with you having a good life. Just become contrary. Say, no, I'm not accepting that. Y'all all here? How many of y'all want to live long and happy and healthy and wealthy? Well, you got to have good sense to do that. It'd be a crazy argument. All right, look in Psalm 139. I think Psalm 139 pivoted this thing. Verse 13 says, "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb." Then the 14th verse says, "I will praise thee." Now watch what he said. "For I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Fearfully. Reverently. You were made special. Your body is one of the reverence of God for you. Your body is God respecting you as special. He made you a certain way. And by doing that, you as his child, the Lord God was revering you. Now, I never heard that before. We're always on the other end, you know, we're always revering him. But your body is so fearfully and wonderfully made. It was God doing something to respect you. You need to respect yourself. You need to respect what God has done, not accept what society says, accept the word that God said, that the psalmist said, "For I am fearfully and wonderfully made." What's so wonderful about how I'm made? My body has the natural ability, not spiritual, natural ability to renew itself on a daily basis. So now, I think new every day. I think young every day, and I accept nothing else. And when I do, that fearfully and wonderful way God made me, going to renew my youth every day. The reason it has not been happening, our soul been in an argument with our spirit. He wasn't through. Look at the 15th verse. Well, no, the 14th. "I praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy ways." Now, I want to ask you, why did God make this last statement in this verse? Why did he make this statement? I just want to know why he put that in there. That last statement. I want to know, why did God put that statement in that verse? What is he trying to get over to us? What he's trying to say? The only way you're going to be able to understand this is that you have trained your soul to see it, to think it. And what your soul see and think, your mouth say. Every thought you think is a cause and release an effect. Every thought you think becomes a condition. Every thought you think becomes an experience. Thoughts are going to manifest one way or the other. You in control. You can think what you want to have. That's all over the Bible.
Yes, sir.
You're going to see something in this verse. 15th verse said, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Thine eye did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my memo were written, which continuous were fashioned, when as yet there were none of them. Now look what he said in verse 17. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Now, let me tell you something right now. See, shock the whole world. God is a God of thoughts. God is a thinking God. He made you just like him. That's why he just didn't give you a spirit. You have a soul. Hallelujah. Now go back up to the 14th verse. Let's augur this case. And that my soul knoweth right well. Why did he say that? And that my soul knoweth. My soul knoweth right well. My soul hath to know right well how fearfully and how wonderfully and how marvelously I'm made to help me function in it. So I can think the same thoughts about myself that God think about me. Y'all know y'all got some old age habit and you're just thinking about it. You can't even enjoy your life. You're so busy counting up on your fingers how old you are, you just can't enjoy your life. Quit that mess. Go ahead. Stay in the eternal now. See? You going 5 years up the count, how am I going to be when I get that? What? No. Live in the now. That's where faith is. Where faith at? Now you find faith somewhere else. Get up every morning and mix it with faith. What God said about you. I'm strong. I'm healthy. I'm well. I had a long, satisfied life. Thank you, Lord. Even Jan Brown knew to say, I feel good. Say it. Don't care how your body talks. Say, I feel good. Talk to your feeling. See? You're so busy watching faith, the enemy come through your feeling. You're real spiritual, you know. I walk by faith and not by sight. And then in your mind, ooh, Lord, that hurt. And you say, I bind that. You're binding yourself because you let it in. You wonder why your left leg don't move? You done bind it. You did it. This is serious business, man. If you listen to me, this is serious. It's funny, but it's sad. It's a sad laugh. Because it's ignorant going to seed. Children of God, listen to me. Know how powerful you are beyond religion. Live by revelation. Rise up in the morning and talk who you are. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. My body is going to work today. I got new cells pushing old cells out. I'm a brand new me. I know. You see how we've been thinking though so long. We think by what the doctor said, what the television said, what some person who God had permitted to live here a while, they come with their old saying. Just wait till you tell you. Just wait till you get up this age, y'all. See. It has many people in this church by calendar is over 80 years old. And moving and grooving. See, you be in the church, you'll catch something. But it's always got something being put out. I let any one of these boys preach, the girl preach, you're going to get something. And that do help you. But I want to fine tune in now to let you know what's happening. All right. So my soul, say, and that my soul knows right well. Say that. What? All right, now, so if we couple that now, I'm gonna do some coupling in here now. If we couple that with 3 John 2, where would it be? Go to 3 John 2. Where would it be? If we couple that last statement with 3 John 2, where would it be? Let me give you this, how the Holy Spirit gave it to me so you can remember it. Precious information. And then, that's precious information. And then, now you're about to look at a prosperous soul that have tied into that precious information. You know we already have lacked precious faith. When we were being groomed to take on his divine nature. You remember 2 Peter 1? We were groomed by the Holy Ghost. The Apostle Peter tells us how we was groomed. We lacked precious faith, grace and peace, knowledge of God, the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, exceeding great and precious promises. He was grooming us. Divine power. That we might be partakers of his divine nature. We got to know, you listening? How to take our bodies on the trip. Our bodies, oh Lord, listen to this. Our bodies was built to operate divinely. Wow, you heard that? Because we can take from the Holy Spirit through our spirit to our soul down to our senses. That fearfully and wonderfully substance that's been placed in your body can receive strength from the Holy Ghost. You remember what he said in Romans 12, 1? I beseech you, brethren, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. 1 Corinthians 9, 27, Paul said, I bring my body under subjection. See? But right after, why would right after he says this, listen to me. Why would he say this? Why would God go in this route? I'm going to get back to the soul in a minute. I'm going to hit the soul in the second verse. He talked about the body, and then he go right in the second verse, in Romans 12, 2. Now, in our living, our physical living, according to our health, and living long and strong, to a large degree, because of ignorance, we conform to the status quo. According to the calendar, I'm 70. I feel like I'm 35. And not just by eating, because I did some wrong eating. I changed it, but I've done some wrong eating. That body fight to keep me alive. That body fought them sweet rolls and Krispy Kreme donut. You know, you say you're going to eat 3 and you eat 5. The thing hot. How many know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you say, I want them on too. We ain't eating them on too. Smoke coming out of that box. Caught in it. Got your name in that smoke. So you got to have a great grand body to take all the abuse over the years that we have given it, but we're still here. But I'm training you how to go farther, and you can do that sometime. Not every weekend. You follow me? Now, what trail I was on? I was on another trail. Where was I? I got off the street. Where was I? Well, come on, somebody know you. Huh? Yeah, Romans 12:2, follow Romans 12:1. Be not conformed to the world, be transformed. See, this is a transformation, a revelation of transformation that God is teaching this church. Expect to live long, expect to stay young, expect to be well. Yeah. And nothing wrong with it. Now, you know, religiously, somebody tell you, you can't teach them people that. Too late? I already taught them. Teach them now. It's real. See? Why would the psalmist say, my soul right well know it? Add my soul right well know it. Then why would John, the Apostle John, say, beloved, which you all think you're profiting, be in hell, even as your soul profits? In other words, if your soul is not prosperous, you're not going to understand how to be in hell. So if your thinking and your imagination and your dream is not to see your great-grandchild get married and walk in the wedding by yourself. See, the sadness strike us when we don't know this. Sadness begin to strike us what we're not going to see. You might not say it, but indirectly it's there because, you know. And then another thing, when your mind just have gotten right and you got enough information to help us, you die. So you take all that knowledge to the grave. You know? I mean, I told you about the man. I told the man, it wasn't a minute and a half. He'd kill his wife, the dog, and his pastor. Just his mouth. He just didn't know. Just fast talking. Just talking. I said, oh, Lord, I got to get away from this man. He almost took all my devotion this morning. Man, he just didn't know. He just talking ignorant. Just talking. Talking about when his wife died, the dog can't bring the coffee. God, no, let the dog die, man. God, no. So precious information, and you must keep your soul prospering. Now let's go over here. We're going to find the answers to this question, because I'll reteach it and reteach it. Go to Psalm 1:3 now, and look at, before I go to the first verse, I think it's in that same psalm. Look at verse 7. He showed his ways to Moses and his acts to the children. Seemed like a revelation there to me. See, I come tonight to show you a way. And if you understand the way, the act gonna manifest. And won't you all just live as long as you want to live? Girl, you're looking good. Yeah, I know, I feel good too. I feel right. Feel good. It's true. Perpetually. Your body, right now, every one of y'all, how could you know that? Every one of y'all right now, there are new cells coming in your body right now. Now, the only thing can make those cells old is your old thinking. Stinky thinking. But if you think new and young and long and well, you got it made. in the world a church can say this is not good teaching? Is you out of your mind? Your health is the best thing you got. Outside Jesus, money ain't the best thing, man. What good money is if you all decrippled, can't go nowhere, got a new car and can't drive it? Bag off in the ditch before you left the house. Come on, you know, child, I'm getting old, but I'm trying to hit this road. I'm trying to keep rolling. Bam! You get to think like that, what happened to you? I'm going to have chauffeur. These boys won't chauffeur me. I let them drive me every now and then. I drive myself. I'm going to drive home tonight myself. You know, and either, girl, how you feel? You all look back and say, I don't feel like you. That'll stop them. How you know what I'm going to say? Yeah, I don't feel like you. All right, Psalm 103. Now, we're still working with my soul knows right well. So I'm going to get over here and cut up with his soul. I mean, just begin to do things. Now, I do this every day. Psalm 103, every day in my prayer time, devotion time. That's why I know it. I know this. See, I had you look at the seventh verse to let you know that I'm working from a Moses perspective. First verse said, bless the Lord, O my soul, right? O my what? Now, you remember what happened in Psalm 139:14? And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Because his name has done so much for me. Amen? I want to bless his holy name. Notice he said from within. Not without, from within. I told you what happened. When you're harmonious on the inside, you have harmonious condition on the outside. You have a blessed surrounding, agreeable surrounding on the outside. Say, all right, since you actually tell you. You are a healer from the inside. You have healing power on the inside of you for you. You out there laying hands on everybody else and you dying. Recognize that. Recognize that you can tap into that healing system. Oh, that healing system that's on the inside of you by faith. You can access it, activate it, and have an attitude about it. And it gives God glory. I'm not dying now, it's too soon. See, and God said, who said that? That's the person I'm looking for, right there. Now, those people will kill you with them advertisement about their medicine. They will flat foot kill you every night, every day. You don't realize the advertisement is longer than the movie. I mute them. Take me a little nap and mute them. Second verse, bless the Lord. Come on, read it. Bless the Lord. And I want you to underline, oh, my soul, because this soul thing is oh, my soul. And forget, see, if your soul forget, cut, dog it. If your soul forget the benefits, I got it. Your soul forgets the benefit, you're in trouble. He You got your soul right where I know it, but if your soul forget, if your thinking forget, somebody gonna slip a Mickey thought in your mind out of your family. You can't expect me to walk no better. I'm 74. That's what they say. Slow up, child. I can't go move that fast. And they're saying it not knowing that they're in a negative zone. I'm not putting them down, but I'm just telling you, don't go down the same street. I see men out there, some of them 80, 83, 84 years old, still driving their RV. That man was 80 something, almost, yeah, he might have been 85, just driving his RV. How you doing? Listen, people on the outside of the church think better than us. We talk about this great God we serve and dying all the time. God said, come alive. Glory, glory. Only way I can get it over to you. I'm going to tell you that. The only way I can get it over to you to make you remember it. That heifer had it, but I'm not. See, you remember that. See that? Look. Yeah. See, I'm not. My aunt, boy. My aunt, I ain't going to tell you what aunt. I'll call you a heifer in a minute. She's going to be the Lord. She called for me when she was about to take off. I went to her house. But she'll call you a heifer. She came to the house. And I said, now I wonder if she's going to make it. Because she cussed every now and then, you know. And so Leroy was real small and had the children around the table. And she did good. We was eating. She did good for about 10 minutes. She said, oh, baby. It slipped. It came out. She was a Christian. Love God. And Leroy looked at me. I just turned my head. He had never heard the word. So the Lord said, have you forgotten all the scriptures I taught you? I sent my word to heal you and to deliver you, one translation, from an early grave. Never forget this. No matter what attack, don't you attract. See, don't you give that situation no sister. Give it resistance. Amen. Now watch what the psalm said. These five things I want you all to meditate on. Verse 3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm glad about that, boy. Huh? All of them. But then my Louisiana expression, he hauled off and said. Every now and I say it in one of the other states, you know. I said, it's from Louisiana. He hauled off and said, who healeth all thy diseases. Don't forget that.
Yes, sir.
I've forgotten that sometimes. Putting up with that mess. He said he healeth all thy diseases. What all mean? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, Acts 10:38. With the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing what? All who were oppressed of the devil. Everybody say all.
All.
All mean all.
All mean all.
I had a lot of more notes, but the Lord, I just had to go back over these. Number 3, verse 4. I mean, he's putting a stamp on you. He said, who redeemeth. That's Galatians 3:13-14. Christ hath redeemed us from blood, from the curse of the law. being made a curse for us, right? That's 1 Corinthians 6:19. Come on, look at it right quick. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. You are bought with a price. Don't play with this gift. What? Know ye not that your body, is the temple? I don't want to live in no sick body. You can't, you can't die early. I have some more places to go through. I have some places for you to take me. The Holy Ghost talking to you. I'll keep you well if you let me keep you well. I want to use your body. Yeah, my Lord. Send me. You see what I'm saying? See, I've trained you. Now you're going to go ahead and die? I've anointed you. You're going to go ahead and die now and give up with the old habit, the old conditioning, ossifying? And you're 1 year old every day you wake up. You don't have a right to leave your body ahead of time. Your body belongs to me. Let me tell you when to leave. If I tell you you're not going to get sick and die, are you just going to sleep away? Man, 114 just got in the bed, laid down, looked at everybody, went on to sleep. Son died at 78 because he was hard-headed. In other words, he has done this for you. He have forgive all your iniquity, heal all your diseases. Now he seal it with blood. Look what he said. I'm glowing. Look what he said. My goodness. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. A lot of time by we not knowing no better, we're calling for destruction. We saying what the world said. We saying what Aunt Nanny said. She didn't know. And she made it to 84. She didn't know it made it to 84. She didn't know. Come on, talk to me, boy. She didn't know it made it to 84. And she ain't, nobody never had to help her. And she didn't know. Your health and living long and young is a love gift from God. Hallelujah. God love you. It's hate and criticism and envy and unforgiveness and anger and worry and anxiety that kill you. If that person don't speak to you, don't let it disturb you. Keep on riding. Bless the Lord, all my soul. He said, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. I mean, he's covering his children, boy. He said, I'm fearful and wonderful, major. Let me cover you up now. Loving, talk to yourself sometime. I'm crowned with loving kindness and tender mercy. Anything else show up, you know it's not from God. Get the hell on up out of here. You didn't come from God. This didn't come from heaven. This the enemy. This the system. Don't invite hell in your life. You heaven vessel. Love and joy and peace and understanding and wisdom and goodness and mercy and grace and happiness live in you. That's from heaven. Then look what he said in the fifth verse, who satisfied my mouth, who satisfied thy mouth with good things. Death and life and the power of the tongue. By your word you condemn, and by your word you justify. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. But we say it. I love it. I can go with it. Who satisfied our mouth with good things. Now all the things up in those verses ahead come to this one statement at the end of verse 5. I remember meditating, and sometimes you meditate, one or two words will jump right at you. I was meditating this whole thing, and so that come out so loud. So that, so that. I said, whoa, so that, so that, so that. See, you got to know that for that so that to happen. See, if you don't know the other five, so that is not going to happen, because you're going to flow with the system. No, I'm flowing with so that. Thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Let's close. Who is Isaiah 40, 31. Let's close with that. You're saying, it's showing us something. Some of y'all ain't forgot the heifer and the hell yet. That's why I told you, I want you to remember it, stamp on you. You know, we had 1,003 connection Sunday. That's just connection now. That'd go up to 3,000 people or more than that. Sometimes it's 25, 30 people in one room. What was Germany, South Africa, United Kingdom? They're on tonight.
Glory. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory.
Partners send thousands of dollars in this ministry every day.
Yes, sir. Glory to
God. Every day. That's why I can do what I do.
Yes, sir.
See, I fly out here tomorrow. I don't think about no fuel or nothing. I don't know what fuel costs. See, I got to go to Plainview. That's a pretty good flight tomorrow. Never think about it. Here in Psalm Isaiah 40:31, look what he says. Verse 28, I always used to read this, boy. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, fainteth not? Neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Notice no age bracket there. Notice he said they. He said they. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. See, you're talking about that renewing again. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. All their life. All their life. I want you to look at Luke 21:19. Talk about possessing your soul. I got down here, if you don't possess your soul, it will be possessed. Yeah. Hebrews 6:19. Anchor your soul in the power of hope.
Yes, sir.
Then I wrote, never permit your body, your senses, to be a prisoner of your soul. Well, let's give God thanks. Praise you, Father. Thank you. May every person who's listening to this lesson stay well and stay young and live a long, satisfied life. Thank you. We praise you for it. Holy Spirit, you know this is new to the church, and you inspired me to bring it forward. There's so much more you're teaching me about how to stay young. Help me to pass it on to the people of God. May tonight extended many people's lives and going to change their situation. I just thank you for it. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God.